One of the hallmarks of the Trump era has been the attacks on the media. The press has had a revered role in American society dating back to the revolution, but it's under attack like never before. And as North America correspondent Connor Duffy found out, that poses unique challenges for journalists.
You know, CNN, fake news, MSNBC, you know, that's really the enemy of the people.
For reporters in the Trump age, it's a familiar insult. Travel anywhere in Trump counties, and even as you try to tell supporters' stories, you're bound to get criticized, like this American reporter in Florida.
Get your down there and you interview her. Give her the respect she needs. If you're not here to interview militarily, leave. You're here about Hillary Clinton. We're here about Trump and our military. Leave.
I'm here about Trump as well.
No, you're here about justice. Because you don't have a heart.
The odd thing is that America is actually a great place to report. The First Amendment free speech protections give a presumption in favour of media access that makes our working lives easier on a daily basis. President Trump, though, is eroding that with comments like this.
It's time to expose the crooked media deceptions and to challenge the media for their role in fomenting divisions. And yes, by the way, they are trying to take away our history and our heritage. You see that.
The media has long been part of that history and heritage. One of my favourite museums in Washington, D.C. is the Newseum, which, among many other things, documents the role the press played in assisting American revolutionaries. Five-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Mike Walter, who works at CGTN America, says the Founding Fathers intended the media's watchdog role to be part of the fabric of American society.
Freedom of the press clearly was important to the people who created this nation, and it's been that way forever. I mean, there's no other profession that's, protected in the Constitution. So I think even the founders understood the importance of a free press and the role that it plays and keeping, a government going the way it should. I mean, it kind of, our job is to speak truth to power and kind of put their feet to the fire. So it's vitally important.
Contrast that with this often repeated line from President Trump.
These are really, really dishonest people, and they're bad people. And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that.
Recently, the museum came under fire for continuing to sell Make America Great Again hats and merchandise. After a backlash, they withdrew the items from sale, something I think could fan the flames of hostility from President Trump's supporters. Mike Walter says the president's unconventional attacks leave the media unsure about how to cover the president, even down to describing whether or not he's lying.
Kind of the problem for journalists is how do you report on an untraditional president, which he is. I think you see every variation. You see a lot of them taking him on. You see others just kind of playing it straight. And I think kind of, we're in uncharted territory. And I think journalists are trying to figure out how to navigate this territory as well. We do see, the Washington Post recently with their fact checker said that the president lied. You know, and I think a lot of times journalists don't want to say that. They say untruth or well, he's fudging the facts and that sort of thing. And I'm not sure how that's going to play either.
Added to this is the fragmentation of the media, with CNN and MSNBC trying to cater to a more left-wing audience, while Fox News is a comfortable home for conservatives. This ability to label hard truths fake, even if they are just something you disagree with, is increasingly making it harder for the traditional journalistic role of speaking truth to power. Mike Walter says the combination of a president on the attack, at the same time this media trend is accelerating, is a dangerous combination.
You know, you continue to report the news, but then people say, well, no, it's fake. You know, it's not real. And the other thing that we have here in the U.S. that I think is also disquieting is we have different news networks that kind of cater to different points of view. And so what they cover a lot of times, I mean, you can watch, I get off the air some nights and I'll walk by a bank of television monitors and you know, you might watch on CNN or MSNBC about the coverage of the Cohen indictment or the Cohen plea, I should say, and the Manafort verdict. And yet on Fox News, it'll say the dangers of the two-tier judicial system, you know, and they're talking about something entirely different. So, you know, when you mix all of that in and then you throw in the president claiming fake news, you have a lot of, I think, confused citizens who don't even know where to go for the news. And then when they do hear things they don't want to hear, they say, well, it's simply not true.
The president's message about the media clearly resonates, though, and shows journalists have a trust gap to bridge with at least part of their audience. Mike Walter witnessed the September 11 attack on the Pentagon and says some media consumers will never be satisfied.
Well, you know, I'd like to say it's extraordinarily unusual, and obviously it is when it's the president of the United States, but the fake news, in terms of those kinds of claims, I've been a victim of it for more than a decade. You know, on 9/11, I saw the jet go into the Pentagon, and shortly after, all the conspiracy theories began to flourish. And, I mean, I just got a tweet probably a couple of months ago from somebody who said, you know, how does it feel having the blood of the innocents on your hands, you know, lying about what happened on 9/11, or does your cushy job make it okay? So I've been listening to this kind of fake news drumbeat for years and years and years.
Those grievances have never been fanned by a sitting president, and the unique reporting challenges will continue as Donald Trump promises to continue adding to the fire.
When the media lies to people, I will never, ever let them get away with it. I will do whatever I can that they don't get away with it. They have their own agenda, and their agenda is not your agenda.
The US President Donald Trump there, and Connor Duffy with that report from Washington.